NFL season right around the corner. Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline is former NFL safety and current NFL radio host with SiriusXM. Here's Eric Coleman. What's up, Eric?
Nothing much. How you guys doing?
We're doing pretty well, man. We're tracking what's going on in camps throughout the NFL, and it appears as if emotions are running high. There's fights constantly, and I saw over the weekend there was a fight featuring two D linemen on their own team. I mean, is there any surprise? You've been in a lot of camps. Why do all these fights go down?
Yeah, you know what? It's not a surprise to me. You know, this is a time of year where you have guys who are competing for jobs. You know what I mean? Everyone is trying to take care of their families. There's a lot on the line. You know, tensions are high. You know, players are fighting through injuries. You know, it's just, you know, week two of training camp is not fun. You know, everyone's hurt. Everyone's tired. You know, you're trying to give it your best. And, you know, those emotions really do run high. And then you add to that, you know, you're going against your own teammates for so long, and then you practice against another team, and it's like going into practice, you know, something's going down. You know, I remember when I played for the Jets in 2005, we practiced against the New York Giants, and Herm Edwards had us. He woke us up at 4 in the morning. We had to take a bus from Long Island up to Albany. We go up there to practice against the Giants, and literally the first play of 9-on-7, there was a humongous brawl. Jeremy Shockey and my teammate Oliver Celestine, my fellow safety, got into it a little bit, and then I jumped in, and then the rest of the defense jumped in, and it was just continuous fights throughout the whole practice. And that's just part of football. You know, it's just boys being boys and just being over-competitive.
I think the Cowboys and Raiders used to fight every year. They had a controlled scrimmage. They would fight every year. But I wonder, Eric, if the other thing that's happening here isn't that because there's so few padded practices now, right? The number of padded practices, even in training camp, has been limited. When you're trying to win a job, you don't have many chances now, do you?
No, you don't. You know, there's limited offseason. You know, there's limited padded practices. And there's only, you know, so much you can prove while you're in shorts. You know, and when you get out there in pads, you want to show that you're physical. You want to show that you can be dominant. And sometimes guys take it too far. You know, and they don't really know how to practice, and that frustrates you. You know, you're going out there trying to be a pro and take care of your teammates, trying to take care of the guy across from you, and he's doing too much. He's grabbing your jersey, he's grabbing your face mask. You know, doing little things, it's going to make you frustrated, and that's when those tensions, you know, rise, and that's when you see the fights. And you know, it's funny because I've been in a couple fights, and I still can't understand why you would punch somebody with a helmet off.
it does seem kind of pointless, doesn't it?
Yeah, you see somebody punching with a helmet on, and it's like, what are you going to do? Break your hand? You know, you're going to be out for a couple of weeks. You know, there's really no point in it. So, and you get yourself tired because most coaches will throw you right back into the drill after you get done fighting. You know, so you're tired now. You look like a fool on film, and it's kind of pointless.
Yeah, I've always wondered how coaches react because a lot of them, like you hear it kind of off the record. Publicly, they might have to say, we don't want to see this happen. But off the record, they love that kind of animosity and that kind push, right?
Yeah, I mean, you want guys on your team who are going to want to fight for one another, who are, you know, have their teammates back, and who aren't going to take a lot of crap from someone else. You know, you do want that. You just want guys who are going to be smart about it. You know, it's one thing to, you know, defend your manhood and, you know, not let someone, you know, take advantage of you. But it's another thing. You also have to do it the smart way. You know, you can't be punching guys in the helmet and, you know, being reckless with it. You know, but you definitely, you know, I remember when I was going out to practice against the Giants, our coaches were saying, listen, if your teammate's fighting, I don't want to see one guy on the sideline holding a helmet. You know, you got to get each other's back. You know, we're a family. You know, a lot of times when you're playing those road games, it's you and your teammates against the world, you feel like. You know, your back's against the wall, and you have to fight your way out of it. And that just shows what kind of teammates you have when you have guys getting each other's back.
With former NFL safety and current SiriusXM NFL radio host and SNY Jets analyst Eric Coleman here on Overdrive, it sounds like Roquan Smith and the Bears are finally coming to terms on a contract, so he'll more than likely be in camp either later today or tomorrow. What kind of reception does a rookie first-round pick holdout get when he finally rolls into camp?
Well, you know, everyone's going to give him a hard time. You know, right when they get in camp, they're just going to give him a hard time just about the money, you know, about being, you know, having fresh legs, not having to go through the tough part of practice, a tough part of training camp. So they give him a hard time, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's all business. And everyone on that team understands that each player is their own corporation, and they have to handle their business accordingly. You know, and you know, for me, you know, if I'm on that team, I understand. You know, this is, you know, the new rules that are out, you know, with the suspensions and the fines for lowering your helmet and hitting, and this guy just happens to play linebacker, and he just happens to lower his helmet and hit every play. So you don't want to, you know, him to miss out on bonuses just because he's doing what his job asks him to do, which is going out there and being physical and knocking guys down. So I kind of understand why he held out. You know, hopefully he got what he was asking for, you know, in his contract, and he can go on and have a great career.
You're down in New York a lot. Who's getting more pub, the second overall pick, Saquon Barkley with the Giants, or the third overall pick, Sam Darnold with the Jets?
You know, that's a tough one. You know, Saquon's definitely getting a lot of publicity. I mean, you watch the game, and the first carry, he rips off a 39-yard run. And, you know, for as big a back as he is, you know, he's big and strong. You don't really see guys that big that are that agile. So he's definitely a special player. New York City is excited to have him running the football, having a ground attack with the Giants again. But at the same time, the Jets haven't had a quarterback in I don't know how long. So, you know, Sam Darnold is getting a lot of hype. He went out there. He played very well against Atlanta. He was efficient. He showed some toughness. He showed his athleticism, and he showed his accuracy. So, you know, the game plan wasn't too heavy. It was the first preseason game, a lot of short passes. But for what the coaches asked of him to do, he did a great job. So the city of New York is definitely excited to have another quarterback.
But, Eric, how much should we read into preseason results? You got to be careful. Who are you playing against? Are you playing against number one defenses? I mean, you got to be careful with this, right?
You do have to be careful. You know, you can't get too excited when a guy has success. But at the same time, listen, these guys are out there competing. You know, they're playing against whoever is out there. And you'd rather have him go out there and play a great game than to go out there and play bad. Because if he plays bad, then, you know, the season's over. The Jets made a terrible draft pick.
You know, that can only happen in New York.
Fire this guy, fire that guy. So he did what the coaches asked. He played well. And, you know, it's progress. You know, hopefully next week he shows more progress. They open up the playbook a little more and put some more on his plate. Because once that regular season starts, it's a whole other game.
Great catching up with you, man. Always appreciate you doing this. We'll do it again down the road.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. You guys have a great one.
There's Eric Coleman, longtime NFL safety and SiriusXM NFL radio host, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Maple Toyota takes away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lean history, and accident history. Visit MapleToyota.com.
You know what's weird in New York? That it doesn't matter. The Jets can have great teams. The Mets can have a great team. The Islanders can have a great team. The Rangers, the Yankees, and the Giants matter more.
Mm-hmm. And the Knicks over the Nets, of course.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah.
Yeah, always. Yeah, those are the predominant teams down there in New York.
Like, and there's been long stretches where the Islanders were better than the Rangers, and long stretches where, you know, the Mets were better than the Yankees. But it's just not the same.
No, it's all based on fan bases, right? They have the biggest fan bases.
And tradition. They were, you know, those other teams were first.
Right. Although the Jets have been there for a long time.
They have, you know, but the Giants go back, you know, the Giants are generations.
100%, right? Back in the 30s or whatever, they were. Absolutely, I'm not disputing that. And listen, you kind of joke about what's going on in New York and how they're reacting to one game, but that is happening everywhere. I was in Buffalo, again, after their preseason game. I was down there on Friday, and I listened to a little bit of radio on the way in, a little bit of radio driving around, going to dinner, going shopping, whatever it was. And they were analyzing every throw Josh Allen made. Yeah. Every single one.
Yeah.
Like that's all it was what do we think about the Bills last night? What do we make of this? How about that one pass he made?
They were talking about him in scrimmages. Like, they were rating his passes in scrimmages.
Yeah. And I don't think he's going to start week one. Like, it sounds like it might be Nathan Peterman, as crazy as that sounds. Peterman was the starter for the first preseason game.
But it's amazing. I mean, it's such... But, I mean... The difference is, and we talked about hockey a minute ago, about, you know, drafting and developing and taking your time. In the NFL, if your first round pick, if you pick a guy in the top 10 and he's not a starter for you, you've dropped the ball.
Absolutely.
For the most part, dropped the ball.
Quarterback
a little gets different.
A little bit
quarterback
more
quarterback a little different, but I mean...
Like, we may have a scenario here where four guys went in the top 10. Mayfield, Darnold, Allen, Rosen, and I'm not sure any of them are going to start week one. So which is pretty crazy.
But when you think about it, you look at the NFL draft year after year. Half the quarterbacks drafted the first round will stick, maybe. Like, lots of them flush.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of them flush.
Yep. No, for sure. But you're right about the other positions. Like, Saquon Barkley is going to get 300-plus touches this year.
He will be the Giants' starting tailback.
Right. Like, Raekwon Smith, again.
And they need him to be a productive player.
Absolutely. Like, Smith is going to be in camp with the Bears. He will be their week one starting middle linebacker. He's going to be the captain of their defense day one on the field. Right? Like that.
He's also a 22-year-old. They're 22-year-old players. I mean, and if you played college football, which they all did, you basically played minor pro football.
Especially at that level.
If you played at Alabama.
Like, if you were the man, like, and Smith was the man at Georgia, I believe it was, and they were, I think they were in the playoff this year. So, we'll see.
Who's your team in the NFL?
Packers.
Right. Yeah. And you've not been?
Have not been to Lambeau Field. My number one bucket list item. It goes Lambeau 1, Augusta 2. I'm not sure what 3 would be.